glorified not himself, but he that said unto him, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. Christ has a birthday. He wasn't eternal. The Word was eternal. The Word was in the beginning with God. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What did the Lord do? Well, you read it over in John, the first chapter, down a little bit further. Don't take a look at that. See, you need to see it for your with your own eyes. Me up here quoting it to you, that's what's wrong today. The church needs teaching. They don't need yelling at. So I'll quit yelling at you and wait. All right, listen to this. Verse 14. And the Word was made flesh. There was a day that Jesus had a birth date just like you do. He was born into this world. He was declared to be the Son of God with power. He had a birthday. He was not eternal. The Word was eternal, but the Word became flesh. And the Word is what is eternal, not the Son. The Son was not in the beginning with the Father. It was the Word that was in the beginning with God. But God took the Word. He put it in Mary. He put it in the womb of Mary. Dissemination by the Holy Ghost. Conceived in Mary through the Word. An incorruptible man without sin who had a beginning and a birth date just like you and I have. That wasn't God, that was the Son of God. I can prove that too. Turn to Hebrews 1. See, everything happened to Jesus Christ was from a decree of the Father. There had to be a decree. Everything that God gave Christ came through a decree. Christ was not born with authority. It was decreed that he have authority. He was not born as a son of God in the beginning of the world, but he was born of a Virgin Mary and decreed to be the Son of God with power. In 1 Corinthians 1, Paul declares. Now listen to this though in Hebrews 1. Verse 3, for brevity. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Whose person? The Father, he's a person. He is a spirit. And there's a man between us and him called Christ Jesus, between God and you. If he wasn't there, you would never get to him. I'll tell you that. You'd have a closed door to the Holy of Holies. You better be glad there's a man between you and God instead of this old mess of praying. He is praying to Jesus and Jesus praying to himself and all that stuff. The Bible said that Jesus is the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, who when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels. See, God made him. He was created just like you're created. Not the same manner of creation, but he was created like the angels, like you and I, like the earth. The Son was created. For which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. See, there was a time that Jesus was born, the Word became a son. After all, when you became a son and I became a son, it was the Word that was begotten of the Holy Ghost in your heart that Jesus was born from, and that new man began to grow in you and I. The same type of creation happens in you and I that happened in the womb of Mary when the Word was transplanted, or through, might say, artificial dissemination. The Holy Ghost put that seed in there. In Luke 1, the angel told her, said also, that holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Well, I'm a son of God. I had a birth date, October the 6th, 1943, when the Lord put that word in my heart, and I believed it, and it germinated through the work of the Word of God. It germinated, and it was a new fellow born in me that became a son of God. You're not looking at him. He's inside of me. You just seen the old temple. He's living in. He's right in there. Same thing Jesus is. born the same way Jesus was. That, all that angel said, says, how can I have a child seeing I know not a man? Says, the Spirit of God shall come, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. And the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. What is he called that's born in you and me? The Son of God. He's not God, and I'm not God, you're not God. But we're the express image of his person. We look like him. God made us in his own image. But he says, which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the servant of Jesus Christ. And through the authority of Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost becomes your servant and my servant if we are in one mind and one accord and submissive to the will of God through Christ. That Spirit that moved on the face of the waters, that Spirit that hovered over Mary and formed that holy thing in her, that Spirit that one night moved you and I to the altar to repent, to believe, to receive, and that holy thing was created in us. Praise God. That's what the Lord's talking about. And God's the father of that creation. Jesus is not the father of it. Jesus said, can't no man even come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. You can't even come. John 6:44, 1 Corinthians 12:3 says, I would have you know that no man can say that Jesus Christ is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. That ain't Jesus either. It's the Holy Ghost. He is a spirit. He has individuality. He has a personality. He has uniqueness. And he has a name. Somebody says, oh, the name, the Lord is not his name. How come the Bible's full of it said the Lord is his name? That ain't what the encyclopedia says. Put on the encyclopedia. I don't preach no encyclopedia. That's the craziest thing, these people grabbing their encyclopedias. I don't need no encyclopedia. All through the Old Testament, the Bible said, the Lord is his name. Then if the Lord's his name, then the Lord's his name. Somebody says, no, that's a title. It's not a title. God's word says it's his name. Who are you going to believe, God or encyclopedia or some dumb preacher? The Bible said his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. That's not names and titles. Ain't no such thing. The Bible said his name. Why did Jesus say, call no man on earth Father? Because Father is a designation, a name that is given to our Creator. And the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is called Abba Father. He said, when you pray, say Abba Father. And don't call no man on earth Father. Because that's God's name, is Father. Oh, the encyclopedia said that's a title. It's a lie. God said, my name is Father. And you can, when Jesus comes, he'll be equal to me. Let me show you this going on now in Hebrews 1. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire.